This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. It's time now for some Cowboys Twitter top tweets going viral about America's team. We saw this last hour, Micah Parsons in a story posted by Nick Harris on the Star Telegram. It'll be our first Cowboys Twitter subject. Quote, I don't want to sit back and watch other teams build and us stay the same. I want to see us become aggressive and get some impact players that will make an impact. If I'm Micah Parsons, I'm going to my agent. After seeing what the Philadelphia Eagles were able to do with their very creative salary cap management, I'm getting aware of the business of the NFL now three seasons in, and I'm thinking, man, I want to make this a term of doing my next deal. Jerry Jones says he's not going to be told by the players how to run his team. Somebody's got to tell him that what you're doing ain't working, and it's no coincidence, right? You can't add two and two and make eight or whatever Jerry Jones said. This is just not going to come together. I don't care how optimistic that he is, but you don't want to be at 28 years old, Myles Garrett. You know, that's coming up for you in, 4 years? You want to be now under 25 years old with full awareness of how the Cowboys plan to try to team build to win a championship. And if you're Micah Parsons, you got to answer for yourself, is it more important for me to stay a Cowboy where the marketing opportunity is high, the visibility is high, but they're not going to put me in an opportunity to win a Super Bowl? Or do I want to go somewhere? Do I want to go to a winner? You know? And so I would tell the Jones family, listen, if you're going to team build the same way, let's make this easy for the both of us and just trade me right now.
Yeah.
And I, from what I can tell, he understands what time it is now. You know, 3-4 months ago when he was talking midseason and leaning optimism at every turn.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, this is, you know, Micah buying what Jerry Jones is selling. You know, now I'm like, shoot, yeah, this is what you need to do. And this is the Cowboys fans' hope, that current star players can say, I'm not staying here. You're not selling another number 11 Micah Parsons jersey as we're doing a TV show. This is what we're doing. You have TV stars. You pay us to go on TV and put on a good show. We remain competitive, but we're not serious about taking home the championship. And for me, you know, in all my years of competing as a, you know, struggling amateur athlete as a kid or, you know, coaching now, it's all about winning. If you're not in it to try to win, then it's just a business for you. And hopefully Micah Parsons is willing to follow this request up that he had in a media session and, you know, put some support behind it with action. Okay, what else do we have going on here for you in some Cowboys Twitter, top tweets going viral about America's team. I want to thank my guys here real quick because I'm going to be heading out of town in the morning, heading to San Diego with the soccer team, and that should be a lot of fun. So thanks to you guys. I'm taking a four-day weekend. All right, what do you have to say about CeeDee Lamb saying this about Eagles fans? Do we have this audio clip here, Lucius? CeeDee Lamb at Radio Row. This was last week. I didn't see it until today, guys. So much content's come, but the reporter sets him up. Here's the Cowboys' best player on offense.
Who has a more passionate fan base, the Eagles or the Cowboys?
I can answer that.
Eagles.
Eagles?
They're crazy. Our Cowboys, our fans are deep, but they not. I don't want to say nothing crazy, but the Eagles got it.
Can you disagree, Wolchuk?
He's right. They are crazy. I mean, in terms of like crazy rabid fans, the Eagles are. I mean, obviously you'd like your receiver to be like, no, the Cowboys have better fans. But he said crazy. He didn't say better. They are a little bit psycho. They're probably going to fight you in the parking lot. I mean, we see videos going viral like the last couple times San Francisco has gone there. People are just walking up to the stadium and you're getting mother bleeped and you're having all kinds of things said your way. I don't think we're doing that as a Cowboy fan base. So I'm going to lean towards that's the way CD was taking it. And I would agree with him in that sense.
I think our fans are more educated.
There you go.
I think our fans really do understand football. And I think we struggle a little bit is maybe some of the, you know, because we're such a football central state. Mm-hmm. You know, when we know good football, we also know bad football, you know, and we're able to identify that. I think Philadelphia, I think they have a really good fan base for sports overall, but I don't think their fans in football are more educated, you know, than our fans here.
Maybe their baseball fans are. I know Cliff Lee commented when he was a free agent in 2010.
No, I think overall when you start
probably hockey.
Yeah, because I live there and go into Flyers games and 76ers games and all that. They have a very passionate fan base for sport.
Yeah.
And they're very vocal about it, you know, when things aren't going. But
oh, yeah.
But when it comes to the hows and the whys, I think Cowboy fans understand that. Because I know in all the platforms I'm on, the type of questions I get are really well thought out.
Yeah.
I don't think if you looked at like I could go on Elliott Shore Park's account and read Philadelphia fans' comments and think, they're not really thinking.
These people are nuts.
Yeah, they're not thinking it through. But they're very passionate fans for their sports teams.
Yeah, Cowboys fans understand football. It's a football state.
Well, you saw some passionate fans the other day with that whole Nico thing.
Yes.
I mean, that's a little bit out of character, I think, for Dallas sports fans, to be honest.
Yeah,
with you.
You know, I think that's a couple hundred fans, you know, and then the crowd watching them. I think if that had happened in Philadelphia, you're looking at the tens and tens of thousands of people, you know, protesting. So are they better fans? I think you said it best. They're passionate.
Yeah.
They're good at getting drunk and being obnoxious and supporting.
It's a whole fan base of crash outs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point, Lucius. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know if I can necessarily disagree with CD Lamb. I just wouldn't say that fan base is better because it's so toxic.
No,
right?
No.
And it brings more shame from the outside in than it does appreciation or respect for the organization.
This fan base here knows why. This fan base here knows why the Eagles are good, and they know why their team's not any good. Where the Eagle fans are just, oh, you're a Cowboy fan. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But they understand, like, team building a little bit better than what
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy.
If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Think the Eagle fans.
For sure. Understand. Yeah, and X's and O's. I mean, so many of our fans played football at
You grew up in great programs in this state. High school programs, collegiate programs. Yeah, it's
Pennsylvania is known as well, but that's more Western Pennsylvania.
The Big 33, I mean, you know, they play good high school football and stuff in Pennsylvania. But to me, when you just, in fan bases that I've dealt with, questions that I take on a daily basis, our fan base is just spot on. And they'll say some crazy things, but I would say it's probably like 5% of those fans. But the other 95% ask, we do love at the start. And Zach asked for questions. You get some really deep questions about the team, not just, well, Ducks, you know, it's like, okay, hey, who would you rather have? You need a left tackle. Mm-hmm. Would you rather have this combination or this combination? You know, they're thinking of big picture things. Well, I don't know if necessarily Philadelphia's famous. Philadelphia, give them credit, though. They win. That Eagle bunch is they got it done.
Elsewhere on Cowboys Twitter, let's jump over here to a blogger, Joey Ikes, who's quoting Dane Brugler here. If Dallas doesn't take Genty at 12, it's hard to see him going inside the top 20. Does that make you more confident he'll be there at 12 if you want him? Do you agree with what Dane Brugler's saying here about Ashton Genty, Cowboys only team looking to take him at 12?
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're getting the vibe from all the work you're doing before the draft, and help me on this one, Zach, if we're calling teams and getting an idea of maybe where Genty is, now I might be more comfortable to trade back.
There you
know
go.
What I'm saying? If you tell me I have a possibility to go to Arizona at 15 or go a little further back into the 20s and I maybe can grab Genty and pick up another third round pick, that would make me feel a lot better. I'd love to take him, you know, I'm comfortable taking him at 12, but if Dane is right and Dane talks to a lot of teams, I'd be fascinated, my own gang of seven, like, hey, where do you have this runner? And is he likely going to, we haven't seen him in a mock draft yet get put at 18, 19, or 20.
No, he's either gone to the top 10 or he's gone to the Cowboys at 12.
We haven't seen him. We haven't. The minute you start to see him go in mock drafts, you'll have an idea of what teams think about him.
But, yeah, it's a smart, educated guess. I mean, 13 Miami, I don't think they're going to be in the running back business. Indianapolis has Jonathan Taylor. Atlanta's got Bijan Robinson. Arizona just paid James Conner. Cincinnati, maybe. Maybe Cincinnati would look at him at 17. Seattle loves runners, but they've got plenty of them. And then Tampa Bay just had Bucky Irving go for 1,000 yards.
John
so that's
Snyder
when you get to Denver at 20.
Yeah.
Right? So most of these teams between the Cowboys and Denver, they've already got their running back.
Yeah, and you got to remember, too, that Sean Payton drafted Reggie Bush. You know, that, if you talk about a dynamic, explosive kind of back.
So you're sitting there hoping Genty gets to you number one and that the Bengals or the Falcons or somebody wants to come up to 12 for the best player there that you're not in love with.
Man, I love the scenario that yesterday in Love of the Star, one of our listeners proposed going to Arizona at 15, and you had those picks at, 76, 78?
78, yeah.
Yeah,
I
mean,
that.
You had two back-to-back. You had
sliding
four.
To 16, that's a good spot for
you. You have four picks inside the top 80. Man, that you can't. That's a good day right there.
Yeah. Okay. We go to Dan Rogers, Danny Phantom. He's a blogging the boys guy here. He's up next on Cowboys Twitter. The Eagles scored 95 combined points in the NFC Championship game and Super Bowl. Check this factoid out. No team has scored more points in a two-game span in the playoffs ever. the most points any team has scored in back-to-back games. And he says maybe the Kellen isn't clutch, isn't a Kellen thing, but a Cowboys thing. He called a masterful game. What's your reflection here of Kellen Moore, who's now a Super Bowl champ? You could go back 3 years ago, and it was it a Gannon or a Steichen or something that was the offensive coordinator in Philadelphia?
Yeah, Shane Steichen.
I remember the critics saying Sirianni and Steichen are free-rolling because this offense is so loaded. Is the same thing true about Kellen Moore, or does he deserve more respect than Cowboys fans have given him?
I'd lean that it is. I mean, Kellen didn't exactly do a great job in L.A. There's other people. I mean, there are people that think that Kellen is really, really smart and that he's very, very capable. I've oftentimes questioned, you know, where in a game, play calling. I mean, one of their biggest plays is Devontae Smith. I saw today that, like, cleared the Super Bowl for him.
Mm-hmm.
That was a Sirianni call.
Yeah.
Sirianni was pleading to Kellen, dude, deep shot here.
It's over.
We score, it's over. So that's the head coach telling the offensive coordinator, this is what I'd like to do. That wasn't a Kellen Moore call.
That's a good click over if you're doing that.
Right, and that's what you should be. Like, Sirianni's an offensive guy. Like, that's why I always thought, Mike, if you want to throw Kellen under the bus or whoever your play caller is, you're here.
Click
You're able to do that. Yeah. Why haven't you? Yeah. Right? So to me, I don't think this is going to go well for Kellen in New Orleans. I wish him the best of luck. It's a bad team, and I don't know that he's ready for this.
What do you think of Kellen Moore, Brian?
I'll tell you what. I like the way that he figured out that the players that how he got him, he figured out how to get them all involved.
Yeah.
And he for the most part, we only heard a little bit of rumblings from Brown, right, about, you know, we need to do something a little bit better in the passing game and things like that. But for the most part, I mean, they were pretty much spot on with running the football, taking advantage of their offensive line, using all their weapons, playing to the strengths of their defense. I think it takes a special type of coordinator to put your ego aside and allow the team to have success that way. And I think he did a really good job of that.
I mean, remember Mike was critical of him wanting to pass it all the time.
Right.
You know,
right.
And Mike didn't run more than he ended up doing. But
he figured out that he had a special runner and a special offensive line.
Yeah.
And he took advantage of
that. He talked about it at his press conference being introduced to the Saints. He said, I genuinely don't care if we pass it 50 times or run it 50 times. I'm just trying to put whatever my strengths are out there on the football field. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. There's a look at Cowboys Twitter top tweets gone viral about America's team. Where are we going next, Woolchuck?
All right, let's do our top 10. It is National Tortellini Day.
Ooh.
I've got the top 10 most popular dishes at Italian restaurants in America. What's your go-to when you're going for Italian food? That's next in the nation.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture.
But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.